This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're talking Tuscany. It is Spotlight on Tuscany, the trip you've been hearing about that will take place late September into early October with Brook Communications, Flyaway Travel, and Colette Travel. And Andy Boone from Colette is on, joining us from Grants Pass this morning, where it is snowy down there. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Kyle?
Doing all right. And you are going to be here tonight to talk more about this trip. But why don't you take a few minutes and tell folks listening this morning about this Tuscany trip and what it's all about.
Absolutely. So Spotlight on Tuscany is a very special trip in that it is what we call a spotlight trip. You stay in one gorgeous hotel in the center of downtown Montecatini Terme, which is a city of about 18,000 Italians. And on a daily basis, you'll go out for excursions to beautiful Lucca and Florence and Pisa, San Gimignano, etc. But you always come back to the same hotel, which is very, very convenient and very relaxing.
And it looks like it's a great location for a lot of different things there. Not only, of course, the food and wine of Italy, but even a cheese farm.
Exactly. So in addition to showcasing the travelers, you know, all the incredible spotlight sites, you also have this really immersive experience where you're going to be traveling to a cheese farm and learning how they make pecorino cheese and, of course, sampling the cheese, right? And you'll be visiting a local winery and having an Italian family take you through a wine tasting experience and walking their vineyards. I understand that the wine is excellent, of course, in Tuscany, so that should be a great experience. But in addition to the must-see inclusions, which is Lucca, of course, and Siena, the home to the famous Palio horse race, you'll have all sorts of culinary experiences. You'll also have a cooking class whereby a Tuscan family will help you learn how to make regional cuisine, and then you actually get to dine with them and celebrate what you've created in the kitchen.
And I was told recently from kind of a foodie-type person that the pasta over there, it's the way it's put together, the ingredients are far better than what's done in the U.S. You get something healthier, but still very delicious, and certainly one of the popular things of Tuscany.
Absolutely. The pasta is delectable. And the other beautiful thing about this trip is that you'll have a full-time tour manager that's with the group. Of course, you have free time to explore on your own, but you'll have a tour manager that guides you through the guided portion of the tour. But they also make incredibly great recommendations as far as, you know, where to find the best gelato, where to get the best cup of coffee, where to find that best plate of pasta. And so it's highly interactive. And you're really getting the best of all worlds. Guided tour time, seeing the iconic sites, the cultural experiences, and then the free time to explore on your own. And to your point, it is truly a gustatory experience in Italy.
And what are the other aspects as well? I know people have taken, you know, trips where you're going somewhere by yourself, and you always worry about getting lost. You know, I walked the wrong direction in Washington, D.C. one day, and that took, and I did that in Manhattan, New York as well. So you're with somebody who's been there, they know the culture, they know all the very specific information, but just the process of getting there, you've improved upon, because the way this trip is set up, you leave from Roseburg, you come back to Roseburg, you don't even have to deal with getting yourself to an airport.
That's true. We pick the group up in Roseburg, and then we will transfer everyone to the airport, to Eugene Airport. You won't have to worry about parking fees, the hassle of getting up and hitching a ride to the airport. So we'll leave from one point of origin, presumably the radio station parking lot. We'll take you to Eugene, and then after your tour concludes, we'll bring you back. And then, of course, during the trip, all the transfers are included. So when you land in Florence, you'll receive a shuttle to Tuscany, the Montecatini Terme. And, of course, you'll have a motor coach when you go on the excursions to different cities surrounding Montecatini Terme. And then at the very end of your tour, Of course, they shuttle you back to the airport before you board your flight. We also handle your checked baggage for you. So once you exit the airplane and pick your baggage up at the carousel and you roll it to the motor coach, you won't have to touch it again until the very end of your tour. The motor coach company and the hotel concierge will take your bag, your luggage to your room and place it in your room for you. So super high service. It is Colette is a 4-star guided tour operator, so you can expect 4-star service. The hotel is beautiful. You'll learn more about that this evening during the presentation at Brook Communications, and we'll go through basically the entire tour, A to Z. I'll walk you through the daily itinerary, all the highlights, and what you can expect as part of this wonderful tour.
You know, I've never been to Tuscany before, so this will be a new experience for me. In fact, I've never been to Europe, but talking to people who have been there multiple times, they said that we are going at the absolute best time of the year, late September, early October. The tourist level of traffic is slowed way down. The you've got just very pleasant weather to deal with that time of year.
Yeah, mid-60s to mid to high 70s. It's truly perfect for Oregonians, right? It's not too hot. It's just that perfect sweet spot temperature. And you're exactly right. The crowds vanish towards the middle of September. So the fact that this tour group is going to be departing on September 24th and returning on October 2nd, it's a perfect time to really experience Tuscany without the crowds, with perfect weather. It should be a delightful tour.
So if people come down tonight, how long is your presentation this evening?
It's about an hour. If there's, you know, questions and answers afterwards, we'll certainly make time, and I'll stay as long as necessary to answer the questions for everybody who attends. About an hour. So I give a small overview of Colette so people know what to expect with 4-star guided touring, and then we get right into the tour, and I'll take you through the departure from Eugene, you know, all the way through the tour in Tuscany, the different highlights that you'll experience. And there are some incredible highlights. You'll visit Lucca, which is a beautiful medieval city encircled by 16th century walls. It's called the best kept secret of Tuscany. Like I said, you're going to visit Siena, the home to the famous Palio racehorse. You're going to see the Gothic line, which is one of the Germans' last lines of defense during World War II. There is a museum there that was created by locals with artifacts that they actually picked up following the war and created this museum. You'll also visit the Devil's Bridge, Ponte Diavolo, and we'll share more about that tonight. But all sorts of really interesting experiences for the travelers. Again, must-see inclusions, cultural experiences, culinary experiences. It'll be a wonderful trip of a lifetime. Well, and I'm excited that you're going with the group. That's I wanted to thank you and your wife Cheryl that you're going to be a part of this travel group, and I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time, and I think it's great for the listeners and fans of yours to be able to travel with you and experience it together.
Yeah, it's going to be a special treat. I still wake up some mornings and just wonder if I dreamed all this up until I get to work and find the tour guide to the tour information. So it's September 24th to October 2nd. Again, the meeting tonight, 6 o'clock, here at the Lotus Media Center on Northeast Winchester with Brook Communications in the News Review. So just come in through the main door there at 6 o'clock. Andy, anything else people ought to know before tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, thank you very much to Brook Communications for bringing this opportunity to the community. And I also wanted to thank Jane Green and her team at Travel Leaders, Flyway Travel, and Roseburg. They are the partner to Brook Communications and will be handling all of the registrations for travelers that would like to go on this wonderful trip. So it's been a great partnership all the way around, and we just are really excited about presenting this tour tonight to those in attendance. And the other thing that I should mention is that you don't necessarily have to be from Roseburg proper or the greater community to go on this trip. If people have relatives that are based in New York or Florida or friends that would like to go on this trip, Colette, working with Flyway Travel, can book their flights out of their air gateways so that they can meet in Tuscany and enjoy the trip along with the locals.
Yeah.
So we'll cover that in more detail tonight.
And that's an excellent point, because somebody's already asked me about that. You know, maybe they've got an adult child that lives suburbs in Portland or Eugene or somewhere else and getting them connected, even though they're never often in Roseburg. So a good thing to keep in mind there. Right. Maybe you've got a pair of lifelong friends and you live in different parts of the state or the country. You can get them connected and they can go with us as well.
Absolutely. Nothing like reconnecting over a few glasses of Italian wine.
All right. Very good. Andy Boone from Colette Travel, 6 o'clock tonight. Andy, thanks for being on this morning.
Great. Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.
All right. And good luck getting here from Grants Pass. 8:41 in the Morning Report.